Yeah, I see nothing but positives. I mean, I'm admiring their murder skills and thinking.
I like the fact that I have this, like, godlike power over them now.
Yeah, that's the part that gives me anxiety.
I think you are overestimating how much. I don't think my read on the room was he was like, oh, well, that's nice. Thank you. Mm-hmm. But it's not like, Lord Jesus, my life.
No, I know that. But I could also give back their fucking original master his stuff.
Who says he'll have control, though?
Honest
better
to God,
control than what we got going on right now.
Honest to God, I mean, so many of our goals are their goals also.
Truth.
They hate Shalazar. They want to wipe out the church.
The only thing I don't like about it is that they're going to do them better than us and more powerfully than us.
Not only that, but they're
not if we're with them.
They are extremely organized, too. Which
Look,
is
we
scary.
Are.
If we're with them, we are bringing them down. We are not improving their game plan.
Oh, I totally see this on the first day. It's like, hey, could you guys get us some takeout things?
Like, we would like.
Like, but we have murder plans.
Can you bake the cookies I need for my awakened children, please?
Exactly. Like, but we have important work. Nope. Cookies.
Cookie. Here's the recipe.
The one thing is
we don't trust you to make it without this recipe.
Despite being in the beginning their plans, they have been very fruitful in their plans. And I just feel like they're already stronger than us. I would
yes.
Yeah.
Wholeheartedly.
But because of that, if we're helping them, it's like they'll always be one step ahead of us almost,
no.
It feels like.
Hell no.
I don't know, man.
How do you see us surpassing them?
We will.
Drop a meteor on the planet.
Like this.
Already done once.
Like
do it again.
This one we met that was like the weakest that we could find at the moment for this mind control experiment is the weakest, but he's a worthy foe. So it's like, who knows
Look,
the
Ezreal.
Others up the higher...
higher I said Ezreal.
The rankings.
Fine. Open your tiny mind.
And...
To the possibilities.
Outside game
I
and being a little bit of a, you know, insight into what this whole theming of these parasites are, and I know what they're capable of based on the thing that they're based off of. I'm like, these things are going to get really scary.
Jet fuel.
I guess what's the alternative? We can't defeat them in combat.
That's true.
To be clear here, they're monsters. There is no reason to believe that the entire colony of them is going to continue leveling up above us.
Yeah, there's going to be with or without us.
Like any
based
other...
on the faction game, they would level as a faction because they're gaining more influence in Mox Ferry. Mm-hmm.
But my point being is that they are not, you know, it's like if you're suddenly going to go, well, those hobgoblins almost beat us at level 4. At level 20, they're really going to be beating us.
Yeah, so far I have not changed the stat block on the project members.
No, but he also hasn't changed the stat block on us.
You guys' stat blocks have been changing, at
I've
least.
I've got... A changed. New word?
I mean, the idea that, like,
you do?
They aren't going to keep leveling up
no.
is fine.
Okay. New gift.
But they're already All above right. us, and we're done leveling up, essentially.
You have maybe one more level.
Maybe, yeah. But, like...
Right now... I mean, I don't think we're going to finish all of our goals in Mox Ferry by the time this season's over.
No, absolutely not.
No, but I mean, we'll all be dead, yeah.
No.
We've gotten by worse.
So I totally see your point, John, and I agree with you that they're too powerful and they're going to get worse.
Yeah.
But if we can't defeat them now, like, I don't see a better alternative than controlling.
Well, here's the thing is, like...
I don't think we're going to end up controlling them.
So,
no, we're not. And what's going to happen is we're going to get them the 10, they're going to get the molds, whatever. Somehow with that, I am going to try and do something that where they go to try to replicate. Don't listen to me, Josh.
It's fine.
Some sort of replication thing where basically it's like my plan, Milana's plan is there's some way to undo this. And if they try to mold themselves, they're a parasite. I'm going to put a virus in them. I'm going to have to do some fucking research. And that's what Milana's plans are going to be after we like do our adventure to like, help them and gain like mind control over them is after that it's like how can I use knowing that their goal is to replicate themselves using these molds using what the 10 has done how do I fuck that up
so two things I feel like are gonna happen here one Josh is not gonna let us have the super powered project guys
but
he's just not
no
gonna
if you're gonna use influence
you
if you're pooling all your influence to take over the project it will happen
really
That's how the fucking domain and influence
works. Yeah, but
works.
I feel
However,
like you would.
From how I understand with influence works, we can't pull our influence back later.
Though. Yeah, if you pull it back later, you're fucked.
Yeah.
So it's like,
well,
we pull
I mean,
it
we
in.
Can pull it back and then.
Can we
like,
slowly
give it back to Salazar? We could do that.
Can we slowly like replace it with Dominion? Is
yes.
that how that works?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
My overarching goal theory is if there's a way that they are making this, there's a way to unmake them. And so I will research magic, blah, 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 try and figure out some sort of way to unravel them as they try to replicate themselves and just fucks them all up.
Okay.
But we can do that when we want to implement that.
So that's a solid plan. And I think your plan's not bad. I don't think your plan's bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
However, I feel like now that we have that one solidified, it'd be beneficial to think of alternatives.
Oh, yeah,
well.
Definitely.
For example,
I could
like,
fuck up.
We know how to identify these things, and it'd be beneficial also just to expose them and then let other people help stamp them out in some way.
We can't, if we're going to take them over, we're not going to expose them.
Yeah, I'm saying like that's
like,
one.
Like
this
second,
is like a,
oh, okay.
another
like,
option.
Plan
yeah,
B.
Plan
B.
And plan B. It'd be
okay.
like if we.
Sorry.
Like, if we expose them and then had other factions help to, like, because obviously this their existence is not beneficial to the you know,
oh,
more
no.
powerful people.
Hell no.
They will want to get rid of these things.
Yep.
So that's another option is to try to expose them and get evidence of their existence and then, like, you know, be like, hey, look out for these things and see what happens. And then go from there.
Another option.
And I know you really like them.
Though. Is they have really cool powers and they're really good at murdering. So... You know, that seems like something that you could, like, absorb and put in your own repertoire. And then you'd be friends with them, and maybe they'd even follow you around.
Mm-hmm.
Just a thought.
Lots of options. I just...
What?
I'm trying to think of what other force in this game could knock these guys off their rocker.
A literal god, not
we're,
a demigod.
We're it.
They're gods.
Literal god.
Probably god. Imploring,
Vecna.
Yeah. Imploring gods and other turning, like... The Armarians, Paler, all those forces haven't been focused on the project.
My next big thing is just Vecna. Like, I would implore,
so
bring upon...
Yeah, I don't think I've ever showed a god on camera.
No. Only avatars.
No. Yeah. Only the avatars.
And archdevils.
Yeah.
And godlings.
Right.
So I'm thinking...
Well, and the god of thieves.
Sure.
But he's like... So the gods have... Tiers,
yeah,
3.5,
yes.
and he's like a tier one.
He was a punk ass yeah. god of
I mean,
thieves.
Maya Henny was on camera.
Yeah, but she's a demigod, I believe.
Yeah, she was a demigod.
Or a lesser goddess.
Yeah, probably. Something like that, yeah.
Lesser deities are nothing to fuck with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now we're lesser deities.
No, we're not. We are below lesser deities.
I don't know who you are.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I was like, I think you guys are demigods.
If you look at the D&D stat blocks, greater deities and lesser deities...
Mm.
And lesser deities are still stuff that have, like, 40 hit dice and, like...
God, fuck.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Those are big boys.
Wow.
We're playing the epic level game right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's... first off, try
I'm
and...
I'm basically a god. I can tank a lot of damage right now.
So, like, basically, it's first plan, just let's try and figure out a way to unravel them with a virus. Two, it's expose their existence if they get... ridiculously out of hand, and then three potentially imploring of actual deities.
Who has ranks in biological warfare?
me, knowledge.
Knowledge, fair enough.
Like Crafter Milana.
What?
There's a What's four. That? There's a four is to join with them. And
oh.
Do,
no, because joining with them means literally dying, because they will just.
I've died kill once you. Before. It didn't hurt that
I think
bad.
We've all died.
I think we've all died.
Brother John died.
I've died literally within the first
I've
two game
close
sessions.
A long time.
Brother, I don't think he's
don't
ever
think he's
died.
Had, like,
I've been
no.
dropped down
come
to
Jesus
zero.
Moment.
I think
but you've
before,
not
but
died.
You've
like,
never died.
I've died.
Wow.
And brought back a devil, chained to everybody.
Remember when I had a
oh, right.
little shriveled. Hand for a while, my little Voldemort hand.
I went. I do remember that I would drop to zero, and then I basically relinquished
oh,
control to Josh to go berserk
the mask,
with the
yeah.
mask power.
Because the mask always had a backup power, but if the mask gets exhausted, then yeah, you're really fucked.
Yeah,
I think we're it. We're the ones. This is our mission in front of us to deal with these guys one way or another.
Yeah,
and that's it's not like somebody else is coming to the fucking rescue. So we got to do it.
At this time, it seems that way, especially with now them. Controlling the army for all intents and purposes.
Mm-hmm. Again, this is what's laid out in front of us. This is our thing.
It's like
I
it's
don't know
like
what's a, the other option is. We don't show up in the next game and we just sit at home and worry about the spaghetti monsters.
Yeah, we're here to do stuff. I just want to do stuff.
I don't want to deal with the spaghetti monsters anymore. I want to rob banks.
It's like as if I had all these fronts and one of them you guys never addressed and has come to bear.
Shut up.
I don't know how we could have addressed it sooner.
Yeah, I don't.
So you could have called it out way sooner at the council and done something there.
I guess that's true.
And then they just would have been so overpowering, they would have just taken over the city and we would have been...
We just pretended to forget like they existed for a really long time.
I really like
so
that.
Intimidating.
Yeah, so
I mean, they dropped.
Can't just sweep things under the rug, yeah, especially when it's sentient.
I feel like
now.
I did what I could, and it did nothing. So
right, I don't necessarily have solutions. I just present the problems.
Sure. I also could have said earlier on too that I did this.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, Josh, I know we talked about the Mutants and Masterminds game that I ran. Mm-hmm. I just put things in front of you guys.
Yeah.
I never assumed how you were going to beat them.
Same.
I never said, oh, well, this will be the way that... No.
Right.
Absolutely.
You guys figure it out.
Exactly. Yeah. So for this front, so you guys have snuffed out most of my other fronts for right now. This front that you're now addressing.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I pretty much we're near the halfway point, and I will refresh fronts pretty much after this. But for this front, the first one was find oneself... Establish contact with like, penetrate Moxvary's bureaucracy, coup d'etat Lord Acteon, and take over the military of Moxvary. And the last one is slaughter / rule Moxvary citizens. They didn't get to number 5 because you're clearly going to go address it.
Yeah. Kind of hard to rule the city if they kill everybody.
Yeah, that's nothing going to be ruled. Okay. Yeah.
They don't care.
Rule the rats.
Yeah.
No, but I care.
Yeah.
All right, fine. We'll do it.
All right.
But yeah, it was just like,
everyone needs to die anyway.
It was green, 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 and it's like, all right.
So what are we concluding on to do?
We're gonna try and mind control them.
Yeah. Next adventure is gonna
we're gonna co-opt them.
Right, you're gonna co-opt them. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll figure it out. But yeah,
they are clearly susceptible to being mind controlled.
Well, theoretically, it took me 3 times.
Yeah.
To mind control that one, but yeah,
they'll be like, go receive Acteon's body for us so we can take it over. And
no, they're gonna kill him.
Yeah, he's already dead.
But it could be a miracle that he's resurrected.
No, they
don't
care.
I implied with the diamond being crushed that he can't.
Yeah, I think they have the same murder word that I do, because if I decide somebody can't be resurrected, they can't be resurrected. That I killed them.
Someone that helped, yeah, either them or part of the
Beastie Boy.
There's some vampire prince that we need to fucking take care of too that we don't know about.
Yeah, that's when we play Vampire the Masquerade.
But somebody's playing with my murder field, and so there you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just keep asking people questions and making drama happen.
Right.
Monster of the Week is fun, too.
I've not played that.
I really like Monster of the Week.
Hmm? So
what?
No, just thinking about like the one monster game we played where we're just causing drama and stuff.
Yeah,
that was Chris was in that. I didn't throw up during that game when I ran it.
Award winning.
Oh, please.
It was good.
It was good.
It was good.
Chad's so such a bad boy.
Chad.
Who's Chad? Oh yeah, it was Chris's character.
Fucking Chris.
Worst fucking character. Angry.
Think everyone's
we're
done.
Out. We're done.
Yeah,
we're done talking.
We're done talking.
Oh, to say.
Thanks, Table Talk.
Squirty Farts. That's the name.
Squirty Farts.
Squirty Farts.
Let us know what your pixie name is on Twitter or in the comments below.
Tell me. I want to know what you think Milana's real name
Or better yet,
is.
DM Josh fairy name, please, and he will give you a fairy.
Yeah.
Oh, I
it'll
guess so.
Be wait, something wait. Ridiculous.
Yeah, we
like,
should do something like... We need to make a chart that's like the first letter of your first name and the last letter of your last name.
Yeah, and then your birth date
and then your birth month
is your key number and your credit card number.
That's your fairy clan.
The back and the expiration.
Yeah.
Guess I'm gonna do that. All right.
Great. Thanks.
Thanks. See all you guys in 2 weeks. Bye bye.
We're
dying.
I can't remember.
Thanks for listening to Tales from Moxvary. If you dig what you heard, leave a review, and more importantly, tell your friends. That is the best way to help us out. If you'd like to help out even more, become a patron at patreon.com/geekspective. If you'd like to see how it's all made, join Josh every Sunday at 8:30 p.m. EST on the Geekspective Twitch channel for GM Prep. You can catch a live stream of Tales from Moxvary every other Saturday on the Geekspective Twitch channel at 6 p.m. EST. I want to thank Rudy Basso for editing the podcast and for making the opening recap. If you need someone to edit your podcast, you can find him on Twitter at Rudy Basso. I also want to thank Rob Anderson for making the kick-ass theme music. If you want him to make you some music, you can find him on Twitter at Potentially Rob. Thanks for listening. Catch you in 2 weeks or less.